And there's one word, I think, that would describe all of that. And it is the word unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness to the Lord, the result is what we see here for the children of Israel. They starve. Unfaithfulness brings starvation. And how does that apply to us today? Yeah, we're looking at an Old Testament practical example. You want to be practical. This is very practical in looking at how they physically starved. Okay? How does this apply to us today? Unfaithfulness brings spiritual starvation.
And I think again, John, of what we had said earlier, that what we are seeing is classic. It is the faithfulness of God. This is what we're seeing. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful. This is what we might say is the negative side. I don't particularly care to see this side. But what I'm seeing is that God is faithful. He's faithful to bless when there's that which has been for Him. And He's faithful to bring back when I have strayed. This is a result of those that have strayed. The result of unfaithfulness on their part is that they have a faithful God who allows them to feel the consequences of what they have done. You know, sometimes that's a tough lesson. But there's some of us that don't seem to want to learn any other way. I don't have time to make all the mistakes in Scripture. But if I want to learn by making mistakes, it's going to be a miserable life. It's a much better way to learn from the Word of God, to learn from what He says, to see in Lot, to see in others in Scripture mistakes that they made, and to say, Lord, help me that I might not make those mistakes in my life, rather than going off on a tangent in doing the same things that they did. Now I'm learning by experience, and that's painful, isn't it?
But the cry that we have here now from the children of Israel is not really a cry of exercise.
That's right.
I think it's more a cry of desperation.
I agree.
And I think we've got to get beyond the cry of desperation and get to the cry of exercise. That's what we will get ultimately in Gideon. But even in the midst of a cry of desperation, how graciously God intervenes, because it says the Lord sent a prophet. I wonder if we might say a little bit about that, this matter of the prophet. Because we very often hear the expression, the prophetic word, how important it is to have that. Could we explain that a bit? What's the prophetic word and why is it so necessary? And how does the prophetic word come in a day of decline?
Just an opening comment on that, and that would simply be, the Lord is trying to reach our conscience. It's one thing, Chuck just said, dwelling on the negative. And, you know, we have to, with the see, the children of Israel are in a negative situation. They got problems. And if it's a cry of desperation, right, their consciences at this point haven't been reached with the realization of why the Lord, in His process of delivering them, as you brought us out before, has brought them, that He has delivered them into the hand of the Midianites. And this is all to finally get to the root of the problem and not just make a Band-Aid fix.
Judges chapter 6. And we're down in the area of verses 6, 7, and 8 for those that just came in. David, I wanted just to emphasize a little more in what you've brought out about the cry of desperation. Because I think that's often we're willing to stop there. Lord, and I said it earlier, remove these consequences. Lord, give me relief from the difficulties that I have caused. How good that He's faithful. He doesn't just come in and do that. I don't know what you think, but I've always loved to read these verses. It says in verse 7, it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And why did they cry? You say, well, I wonder why they cried. The Lord says, I want you to know. I want you to know why they were crying unto me. They cried because of the Midianites. That the Lord sent a prophet. Wait a minute, Lord. Did you not hear me? Did you not hear what I was asking for you to do? All I wanted you to do was remove the problems. I own that I might have caused them. But the Lord says, no, Chuck. I'm not going to remove the problem. I want to deal with your heart. I want to deal with what we've been talking about. I want to deal with the cause. I want to deal with the root that has caused the fruit that you're dealing with now. We're not so quick to want to go into that, are we? So David, you talked about a prophet. He was raised up in dark days, wasn't he? He was raised up in days of apostasy. And I believe that the prophet was the man of God with the word for the moment. It may not have been a word that they wanted to hear, but it was the word of God for that moment at that time. And how we need that in the day in which we're living. The Lord sent a prophet.
It certainly wasn't the message that they wanted to hear, because if you read the verses after, it's rather a message of condemnation. Mm. And this is not what they're looking for at the moment. What we're looking for is relief.
Right.
And rather than that, you're sending a message of accusation. But God desires that in the message of accusation, that as John said, the consciences might be reached. And I believe that that's what God wants to do for us for these 2 days, is to reach our consciences so that then our hearts would be affected and our feet as well.
John said it a minute ago, Lord, I'll be happy with the Band-Aid. I'll be happy if you'll just give me a Band-Aid for this circumstance that I'm in. And the Lord says, no, we're going to get to the bottom of what the problem is.
So we have spoken of the general condition there. Remember, we are in the school of God now. And here is the whole situation is explained before us. Subtle enemy comes in, rob us from everything, our testimony, our food, our fruit for God. Nothing is for God at all. We're miserable, we are very unhappy, and we don't know what to do. We are so taken up with every little problem, and we are of no use for God. And we cry. We realize that I just don't like the situation I'm in. I'm not really happy at all. Because if you are a believer and you have the Spirit of God, you will not be happy in those kind of situations. No testimony for God? So what is the answer? He sent the prophet. You know what it is? It's the Word of God. So it's the Word of God. He said, look, there's nothing new. Read the Word. Read the book of Exodus. Read the book of Numbers. Look what I have done for you. Look what I have done for you. It's the Word of God. So he referred them back to the Word of God. And when you are in a situation like that, God is saying, look back to the Word of God. And what did I tell you? He said in verse 10, you did not hearken to my voice. Somebody said it earlier. Obedience. You did not obey. This is the root of your problem. You did not obey my word. You want to do it your own way. And that's where you ended. So the Word of God, not only presented to them, but the challenge is this. The reason is you did not obey. Now you have a chance to obey it. And apparently, nobody else was listening but one man.